George Soros's Open Society Foundation puts millions behind pro-amnesty, pro-illegal immigration groups. By Spencer Lindquist on October 1, 2022. George Soros's Open Society Foundation donated millions of dollars to organizations dedicated to advocating for mass immigration and amnesty for illegal immigrants. George Soros's organization has offered millions in monetary support to organizations that advocate for unfettered mass immigration and amnesty for illegal immigrants. Press Secretary of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, Ron Kovac explained the role that globalist billionaire George Soros has had in the push for mass immigration and amnesty, telling Breitbart News, Soros and his shadow organizations have worked hand-in-hand with the Biden administration since Biden took office to not only shield, but encourage more illegal aliens to flock to the United States. Kovac went on to say Soros has had a hand in almost every move the Biden administration has made to topple our immigration system, pointing to the billionaire's efforts to help secure visas for those already illegally in the country through misinterpretations of Trump's Voice Initiative, to assisting those attempting to avoid deportations, and more recently suing Governor DeSantis for his Martha's Vineyard flight. Kovac added, what's worse is that most of his initiatives have had funding assistance through grants awarded by the Biden administration. The Federation for American Immigration Reform seeks to reduce overall immigration to a more normal level. The organization, which seeks to reduce legal immigration, states on its website FAIR puts the interests of American citizens and future generations ahead of big business and partisan demands. Among FAIR's detractors is Media Matters, a progressive watchdog group that refers to the organization as a hate group. Media Matters is not only funded by George Soros's Open Society Foundations but has also received millions of dollars from the Ford Foundation, which Breitbart News revealed has spent over $100 million in support of amnesty and mass immigration. New Virginia Majority. One organization, which has received $100,000 from OSF, is called New Virginia Majority. The organization seeks to build a bloc of conscious, consistent voters to advance a new politics that is democratic, sustainable, and just. They specifically work to mobilize working-class people of color in Virginia as the drivers of a bold new agenda for all. The organization's board includes Charlene Sinclair, the managing director of the Groundswell Fund, a wealthy organization that funds progressive causes and has given over $100 million in donations since 2003. Another board member, Doris Cruz Mays, secretary, is the president of the Virginia chapter of the American Federation of Labor and Congress of Industrial Organizations. National Immigration Law Center. The National Immigration Law Center, NILC, received over $3.4 million from OSF between 2016 and 2020. A document from NILC titled Strategic Framework for Transformational Change lays out the organization's plan to consolidate immigrant power and forge consensus for culture change. NILC also intends to get candidates in key electoral races to center immigrants in their platforms and communications. The organization hopes to increase humanitarian admissions to the United States and to take part in enhancing citizenship pathways. NILC is a large operation, with nearly 70 different people working for the organization, including leadership and employees. Immigrant Legal Resource Center. The Immigrant Legal Resource Center, ILRC, has received over $2.3 million from OSF in 8 different grants between 2016 and 2020. The organization seeks to encourage immigration and naturalization and then mobilize them as a newly imported voting bloc. A grant for $350,000 in 2020 was intended to encourage naturalization among eligible immigrants, assist them with the process, and mobilize their civic participation. The same description is listed under a grant in 2019, which also totaled $350,000. ILRC also attempts to prevent the deportation of illegal immigrants. The organization sells a book titled Removal Defense, Defending Immigrants in Immigration Court. One webinar from the ILRC, led by Executive Director Eric Cohen and Staff Attorney Kathy Brady, is titled Drugs and Naturalization. The training discusses how attorneys can defend immigrants from deportation if they have been convicted of a drug offense such as drug trafficking. The webinar discusses what drug conduct or convictions might make the person deportable and explains defense strategies for immigrants who may be deported due to drug-related charges. Meanwhile, fentanyl deaths in border communities have skyrocketed as much as 800%, and four times as much fentanyl has come across the border under Biden since fiscal year 2019 when Trump was in office. Another guide from the organization discusses how defense attorneys may approach cases in which an immigrant may be deported due to committing a crime of domestic violence, stalking, or even child abuse. ILRC has taken several steps to ensure that criminal illegal aliens are not subject to deportation. The organization encourages probation officers to end their collaboration with Immigration and Customs Enforcement by taking measures such as removing citizenship status and place of birth questions from internal forms and prohibiting probation staff inquiries into the citizenship status of criminals. The ILRC's Board of Advisors has included both Nancy Pelosi and the chairman of the California Democratic Party. Black Alliance for Just Immigration. The Black Alliance for Just Immigration, BAJI, has received $600,000 from Soros's OSF from 2017 to 2020. The organization has called Title 42, an immigration security measure, racist. National Immigration Forum. Meanwhile, the National Immigration Forum, NIF, received $1 million from OSF between 2016 and 2020. The Soros-backed group supports amnesty for illegal immigrants. While other Soros-backed organizations that enable mass immigration do so in order to import and mobilize a new voting bloc, NIF appears to be more interested in enabling the importation of immigrants for the benefit of corporations, who seek out cheap labor. NIF runs a program called New American Workforce, the description of which reads the forum is a trusted partner when major companies seek to advance services to support an advocate on behalf of their new American workforce. Their corporate roundtable seeks to advance strategies that integrate new Americans into the U.S. labor market. One of the objectives of the roundtable is to advocate for pro-immigrant policies and integration programs. NIF's officers and board of directors include religious officials and individuals in business and real estate. Unidos U.S. Action Fund. Meanwhile, Unidos U.S. Action Fund, which received $300,000 from OSF across 2019 and 2020, uses ethnic identity politics to push liberal immigration policies. Their homepage reads, "We're building Latino political power." The organization supports amnesty for illegal immigrants and engages in policy advocacy on immigration. America's Voice. America's Voice, AB, has received nearly $1.6 million from OSF to support progressive immigration reform. Like the other Soros-backed organizations, AB supports amnesty for illegal immigrants and tracks ads from the Republican Party opposing critical race theory or illegal immigration, which it calls racist and xenophobic. Executive Director of America's Voice Frank Shari previously served as the Executive Director of the National Immigration Forum, a position he held for 17 years. United We Dream, an organization called United We Dream, UWD, which supports amnesty for illegal immigrants, received at least $700,000 in grants from OSF related to immigration. UWD is led by Grisa Martinez Roses, who herself was an illegal immigrant. The group also advocates for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Customs and Border Patrol, and the police more generally, to all be defunded. Equally as radical, UWD has called for detention camps to be closed so that illegal immigrants can be released into the interior. UDW also believes that illegal immigrants who have been deported should be allowed to return to the United States. Several more organizations that endorse amnesty and mass immigration have received financial support from OSF. Grants to such organizations can be found here. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is now being sued for busing migrants to Martha's Vineyard by Alianza Americas, a nonprofit organization that is backed by Soros. The Ford Foundation, FF, is another wealthy organization that has given large sums of money to nonprofits that support mass immigration and amnesty. A report from Breitbart News found that FF gave more than $100 million to various pro-amnesty groups, including some, like United We Dream and the National Immigration Law Center, that also received funds from OSF. A Yale University study from 2018 reveals that there may be anywhere from 16 million to 29 million illegal immigrants within the United States, a figure that has undoubtedly shifted since the study was conducted. According to recent polling from Gallup, a plurality of Americans would like to see immigration decrease. Roughly 3 million economic migrants have been allowed across the southern border into the U.S. economy since Biden's inauguration. Roughly 2 million additional legal migrants, temporary workers, and white-collar illegals have been allowed in via U.S. airports. The combined inflow is huge. Roughly 4 million immigrant workers join the labor force each year. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.